We're in the halachas of Bein Hamtzarim. Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph will be doing Sif Tes Zayim. Yesh Noagim Shelo Lirchotz Mirish Chodesh. There are those that have a minhag of not washing themselves from Rish Chodesh Av, that's the entire 9 days, and the Yesh She'en Nimnoim El B'Shabbos Zo. There are those who only refrain from washing themselves from Shavua Shechalba, meaning from after Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we'll see later in the Ramah, that this is referring to even with cold water. And this is only talking about washing for pleasure, but washing for refuah, for example, is permissible even in Shavua Shechalba. If Rish Chodesh is on Erev Shabbos, the halacha is that you're allowed to wash your entire self with hot water if you normally do. Now we're going to see what our minig is. Hagah ulitzorach mitzvah shari, says the Ramah, that of yesh mis'anim yudzayin betamuz at Tisha B'Av. There are those who actually fast from Shivasar betamuz until Tisha B'Av by day. And the Mishnah Berurah says that a Talmud Chacham should not be doing this. He should not be keeping chumras such as Tanesim at the expense of his Malecha Shamayim. Says the Ramana, Olotzorach mitzvah shari, he's going back to the halacha of washing again, and he says, washing of mitzvah is permissible. Ulochein, Nida, who has to be tovel, rochetzes v'toveles, she's allowed to wash and be tovel the way she normally does. Says the Ramana, now, vafilim toveles lel yud, even if she's going to be tovel, her tefillah is going to be the night after Tisha B'Av, the night of the 10th, if she will not get a chance to wash herself on Motzoi Tisha B'Av, just before Tefillah, so she can even wash herself on Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down here in the Bir Halacha that the Shach in Yoredeya holds that it's ideal, it is more important that she washes herself by day when she's not rushed, than that she washes herself Motzoi Tisha B'Av. So that the Bir Halacha comes out that she's better off actually washing on Erev Tisha B'Av than on Motzoi Tisha B'Av before the Tefillah. V'nira, says the Ramah, Duhu Adin Isha Haloveshes Levonim. Similarly, a woman who, during Shiva Nekiyim, who's wearing white, when she's about to start that, Yechola Lirchotz Ma'at Kedarka B'Shar Shana, she's allowed to wash a bit like she does all the other times. Hol ve'ena osa l'tayinu grak l'tzorach mitzvah. Even though that's not an absolute necessity, the halachi is that she is allowed to because it's not l'tayinuk. Then the Ramah goes on, and he says, v'noagin shlo lirchotz afilu b'tzonin merish chodesh ve'elach. Our minig is the minig Ashkenaz, like that very first minig brought in the Mechaber, that for the entire 9 days we do not wash even in cold water. Vafilu b'erev Shabbos shel chazon, even on erev Shabbos chazon, also lirchotz ki im rosho ufanov yoda v'raglo b'tzonen. Only in cold water, one's head, their face, their hands, and their feet. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that even not on erev Shabbos chazon, but during the week, one is allowed to wash panov yoda v'raglov in cold water. So the only thing that would be added for Erev Shabbos, according to this day in the Ramah, would be Rosho, that one could also wash their head. Then the Ramah says, V'yesh makilin b'chafifas harosh b'chamin. Some say that you can even shampoo your head in hot water, which means to wash your head in hot water. We're not talking about shampoo here. L'misha rago b'kach kol Shabbos, for someone who does that every Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah comes out that one is allowed to wash his hands, face, feet, and even his head on Erev Shabbos in hot water if he normally does every single Erev Shabbos, but he says that you should not be using soap. In the case of Tisha B'Av that is Chal on Shabbos, where we fast on Sunday, the Mishnah Berurah holds that Erev Shabbos, lechatchila, you should wash yourself before Chatzos. If you didn't, you can wash after Chatzos as well. But you're better off washing before Chatzos. Now, for those who are tovel on Erev Shabbos, what's with Erev Shabbos Chazon? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're never mevatlet, if you wash every Erev Shabbos, then you're allowed to Erev Shabbos Chazon as well. Whereas if occasionally you miss it, then on Erev Shabbos Chazon, one should not be tovel. Now also, we saw before that lerefuah was permissible. So it's brought down, the Mishnah Berurah mentions, that in the case of a child who has chatotin barosho, where he has some, we're talking about some kind of sores on his head. In other words, what happens is that it's uncomfortable because he's not washing himself. So there, that's considered refuah, and one can be makel to wash his head even during the 9 days.